This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Chinese researcher accused of concealing her ties to the Chinese military on a visa application she submitted so she could work in the U.S. was arrested and placed into a Northern California jail. 37-year-old Wang Tang is expected to appear in federal court Monday. The Justice Department on Thursday announced charges against her and three other scientists living in the U.S., saying they lied about their status as members of China's People's Liberation Party, or Army. Workers at China's consulate in Houston, Texas, vacated the facility Friday as ordered by the Trump administration. The U.S. ordered the Houston consulate closed Tuesday and gave the Chinese government a 72-hour deadline. China called the allegations malicious slander and responded by ordering the U.S. to close its consulate in the western Chinese city of Chengdu. The top U.S. infectious disease expert called on U.S. states with a resurgence of COVID-19 infections to pause their reopening plans to prevent the further spread of the ailment caused by the coronavirus. In an interview with the Washington Post newspaper, Dr. Anthony Fauci said states might not necessarily have to go all the way back to a complete shutdown in the states. However, they've been trying to open particularly the southern states, which have gotten into trouble. He said, I would say first, if you don't necessarily have to go all the way back to a complete shutdown, but you certainly have to call a pause and maybe even a backing up a bit. There are more than 638,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, more than 145,000 in the United States. The number of global infections exceeds 15.6 million, more than 4.1 million in the U.S.